will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Much feelings coming over me. People wonder how I set my troubles free. 'Cause there's no cry in my eye, and I'm not low and I'm not high, and I won't get upset or blow off steam. Everything is not what it should be.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Saudi Arabian government's promising economic retaliation if there are any sanctions over the disappearance of a Saudi journalist in Turkey. Florida Senator Marco Rubio tells Face the Nation on CBS.
In Congress right now, there is no pro-Saudi element that's going to stick with our relationship with Saudi Arabia as it's currently structured.
The Saudis deny having Jamal Khashoggi murdered. President Trump says there will be strong consequences if it's proven that did happen, but that we'd be punishing ourselves by canceling an arms deal with the Saudis. Sears files for bankruptcy, looking to reorganize and get out from under billions in debt.
The question now, can a smaller Sears be viable? The reorganization expected to have rippling effects. The operator of Kmart and Sears already closing hundreds of locations and putting other famous brands on the block as it burns through money and sees customers abandon its stores.
Fox's Ann Carrick. This is Fox News.
scarier than three men and a lady on the radio.
The Three Men and a Lady Halloween Special. You'll howl with delight as Rich meets the ghost of Medusa.
Not a good-looking woman.
You'll laugh yourself silly as Jay and a couple of friends go trick-or-treating.
What'd you guys get?
I got a slap.
I got a fever.
I got a rock.
Gasp as Emily goes on a date with Frankenstein.
Ooh, I want to slap you right now.
And don't miss Emily's greatest Halloween costume.
What are you supposed to be?
Whiskey and regret.
And nod knowingly as Greg teaches a lesson in Halloween economics.
Everything is going down these days. I just heard the deer nuts were under a buck.
It's the Three Men and a Lady Halloween Special with special guest Bailey the Wonder Dog. Tonight, right after Emily and Friends.
Yay!
Beginning of another radio broadcast with just enough time for a few moments of chit-chat. Here's Greg Budell doing his morning warm-up exercises.
Mr. Gub, 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 Gub.
And Jay Scott is raring to go.
News talk, who's this?
Emily Hayes, how was your weekend? She must have caught that Batman marathon over on MeTV. Here's Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas. Next time you go away, we want to help with the weather. Maybe you can train us.
You said Uranus.
No, I did not. Well, it looks like everyone's ready. Emily, you get the last word. And she did that without really using any words. Stand by for Three Men.
Yeah!
And a lady.
I'm depressed this morning. Because I forgot the sauerkraut.
It was still great. It was still excellent.
I still have a period of self-flagellation to endure. Three Men and a Lady at 6:07 starting with...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
It was a beautiful weekend, at least... You know, and even the temperature started that way, like 51 on Friday, 54 on Saturday morning, even upper 50s yesterday morning. But then we got to 89 yesterday, and we're looking for upper 80s again today, mid to upper 80s today, and the 80s again tomorrow. But hang on, good bit of sunshine today, some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. Hot for October, with a high in the mid to probably upper 80s, tonight's low 69, tomorrow... With a high at least in the middle 80s, look for scattered hit or miss storms as a front moves through the state. That will knock our temperatures down a few degrees. Wednesday, slight chance of a leftover shower. Cooler, high 76. Upper 70s Thursday and Friday. Scattered showers returning on Saturday with high temperatures. It looks like we'll be around 80 on Saturday, but an important frontal system is approaching. And by Saturday night into Sunday, check out my morning video. It is really a nice front with temperatures behind it much nicer by Sunday. Maybe highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s. That'd be nice, huh?
What?
Right now this morning, clear skies, east winds at 6 miles per hour. The temperature is 64, Prattville 61 at 6:09.
Mind if I do a quick shout out here? In fact, let me get everybody's attention. It happened in a grocery store. I do it, and the most amazing thing is I have the names and I remember to do it even though it's Monday. And we want to say good morning to Cassandra, Kemper, and Benjamin.
Yay.
They are what a wonderful family. I was leaving a store, and Cassandra was coming in, and she's called. She was the one that guessed Rick Peters on the Conundrum Audio thing we did last week. With that air check.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I remember that.
Because everybody knows Mr. Butters.
Mm-hmm. He would have been 10, though, in 62.
Yeah, he would have. I certainly would have been, you know, 10 in that year. So we just got to chit-chatting, and she's just an incredible lady, and I felt so flattered that this is the caliber of person we seem to be running into in public, like when we were at Tickle Pink a couple of weeks ago. So, good morning, gang. Glad you're with us. We really appreciate it. At 10 minutes after 6, are you guys ready for some dirty Sunday night football?
Sure.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
The Patriots ready to meet the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football.
Joe Tooney here is going to pull out and around.
Devlin providing the push.
Mitchell Schwartz get really wide and invite to come inside him.
Another big hole as Michelle comes back into the game.
Getting into the hole.
Rookie out of Mississippi getting a lot of action tonight.
This is a lot of beef that they're throwing at the Kansas City Chiefs. Gronkowski going down the seam. That's the hard part. They uncork him in the biggest moment. So explosive. Put your helmet back on and go to work.
Speaking of football, no winner again in the Duncan and Son predicted.
Oh, man.
I could have predicted that.
But you didn't. I don't know what it is this year. We just not had... Well, we've had really bizarre scoring games. Most Auburn fans, I thought, realistically predicted they would beat Tennessee. So War Eagle Nation are...
I don't know, I was surprised. And, you know, we've got Tennessee this weekend, so...
Well, we were held to 39 points. So...
What a horrible game.
I know. we'll see. We'll see how that works out, Saturday night.
Just so disappointing.
Oh, absolutely. I know. It was...
Tell me when I can put my headphones back on.
And that was...
I'm just not going to
That was 39 anything, yeah. points for the whole game. We, up till last week, the lowest we had for a first half was 43.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now...
Slump.
You're starting to get into people who have a football team, right?
You know what? Okay. You can...
There was bitterness. You can laugh. Bitterness.
You can laugh, but I'm... In a way, I'm in agreement with Rich. I haven't been... I'm a huge Alabama fan, and I haven't been very moved to watch this first month of games because it's not a game.
I know. It's
You know, you watch it gets started. You like the way the guys look. You see the stupid mistakes they make, and you know, have teachable moments there for Coach. But this weekend...
We saw...
I enjoyed watching the game. I'm worried about LSU.
We went out to eat Saturday night. We saw a little bit of the game. It was on where we were having dinner, and that quarterback, man, laced he's left-handed. He threw a pass. The guy was literally, it looked like he was climbing up his back, and he still caught the ball, threw it perfectly. He's good. Yeah.
Strength of schedule really starts to play into effect here.
Yeah, October's the better month for... For Alabama football, in
should
my
do
opinion.
It. Well, they won't.
See, the LSU beat Georgia.
Number two. That's what I said a second ago. I'm worried about LSU because that was old
LSU
coach gravel throat.
Our To the Bloody segment later today will be about the month of October. Right now, we're going to get your local news and come right back with the most electrifying story of the morning.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prattville police are searching for a shooting suspect. This happened on North Northington Street near Bentree Drive. Police say the victim was taken to Baptist South Hospital with life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation. They say a man was shot to death just before 10 o'clock Saturday night near the intersection of South Holt Street and West Jeff Davis Avenue. So far, police have not released the victim's name and no arrests have been made. And four Alabama counties are receiving some federal funding after Hurricane Michael. FEMA is providing money to pay for 75% of costs related to the storm. The funding is going to Dale, Geneva, Henry, and Houston counties. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Welcome back to the show.
Oh, I love a Monday.
So how was your weekend?
Fine weekend.
Yeah, good weekend.
The weekend is over.
Okay, so it's Monday.
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Again.
Finally, let's get back to it.
Back to what?
Work.
Okay, let's do it.
It's showtime, folks.
At a quarter past six.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Not to be an alarmist, but I have a list of five ways that autumn can kill you.
Oh, no.
All right, so we'll run down the list real quick. And we noticed this Saturday because we were driving just before the sunset. Man, that sun glare. Especially if you're driving on roads that are east and west, you're staring right at it. And it is blinding. I don't know why it seems brighter in the early fall than it does in the summer, but it does. Wet leaves on the ground, slippery leaves, can cause a lot of falls and, believe it or not, car crashes, because they totally, if there's enough, they can totally, it's like being hydroplaning, except you're leaf planing. Deer. 1.5 million Americans hit deer with their cars every year. Almost half of those happen in October, November, and December. Fireplaces involved in 23,000 house fires every year. Most of those happen in the fall. And burning candles. Yankee?
Yankee candle? Yeah. Big candles?
Or vanilla. Or, of course, pumpkin spice.
Yeah. You talked about deer. You should play that lady talking about don't put up those deer crossings.
Deer crossing signs?
Yeah, be careful where you put those up.
Yeah. I think that, I'm not sure if
she
that's fake news
or
what. That's kind of how it seemed to me. You want to hear a little of that? We got time.
It was crazy.
That's what's going on there. Now, Donna, you got quite the vent today. It sounds like what's going on with you.
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
I'm a moron.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to stay with this. So that's why I'm calling you guys.
What's the issue?
Well, over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer.
Mm-hmm.
The population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean,
you know,
I understand that deer are wild animals. They need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive. And, you know, of course, to find food. But it seems to me that it's so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic.
What a dumbass.
It goes on from there.
Yeah, why are you putting those signs? Why are you encouraging the deer to cross here?
Uh-huh. Oh, dear. 618, your measure of bivy, sweetie. There was another word I was going to use there, but I forgot it. Well, I left the sauerkraut at home. I'll be forgetting things all morning.
It'll be okay.
I'm,
You didn't forget scores.
Scores?
Just stop
football
it.
Scores.
I was in a good mood until I got in this.
Oh, by the way, I should mention one of the things we're doing at Mr. Electric in the fall, passing along tips that because electric fires, we saw that with our buddy Mr. Waka Waka, who will be joining us here in a second, how thoroughly devastating they are. always be sure to insert the plug fully into the socket, not just enough to operate the appliance. That's kind of lazy in a way, but I've seen it happen. Sometimes if you have a toaster, you need to move it closer. Sometimes you're pulling the plug out. That's that kind of exposure, not a good idea. And never force a three-prong cord into a two-slot outlet. Just one of many fire safety prevention tips from Mr. Electric. If you would like to, you finally have that go-to company with Master Electricians, awesome customer service, installations, repairs, whatever you need.
Installation right here.
Yeah, Mr. Generac.
Yeah.
Generac. That's, he's got the generator now. 269-8886 to learn about that or any other services offered by Mr. Electric or MrElectric.com. Traffic and then the timeline for October the 15th.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Happy Monday to you as we get started out on our work week. Everything's looking good so far. Nothing on the interstate systems. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, the 31s are all clear. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started arriving, and you can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This is a wake-up call.
I don't want to hear your complaints about being tired.
I don't know what happened to me. I used to be fun.
And now reduced to co-hosting this local morning chat show.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Need a costume idea fast. Something I haven't been in the past. I've been Superman and the Flash. I once went as Hawkeye from MASH. Going to a party for Halloween, and they're giving a prize. Maybe I'll dress as Freddie Mercury with leather pants that are way too tight. Don't know what to be for Halloween. Be funny or dress up scarily. Don't know what to be for Halloween. A zombie or maybe be Charlie Sheen. I need an idea. Could be a Frankenstein or a ghost. I don't know what to be for Halloween. Need
6:24 on a Monday morning, October 15th, with the timeline for this date in history. Here's your host,
Rich Thomas.
288th day of the year, 87 days remain. This is Global Hand Washing Day. I always get excited on Global Hand Washing Eve. It's National Cake Decorating Day. National Cheese Curd Day.
They're great.
Is it National Forget the Sauerkraut at Home Day?
It's that's farther down the list, yeah. And it's National Grouch Day, so stay out of my way.
Oh, no.
Grouch. It was 158 years ago in 1860 when an 11-year-old girl by the name of Grace Bedwell of Westfield, New York, wrote presidential candidate Abraham Lincoln a letter. She suggested that he would look better in a beard. He grew a beard.
Really?
Yes. 11-year-old sent him a letter. And
can you imagine the $5 bill with a beardless Abe? It just wouldn't be the same.
I wonder how Trump would handle that letter. 1863, the CSS Hunley, the world's first successful combat submarine, sinks during a test run, killing its inventor and seven crew members. 61 years ago, 1951, I Love Lucy premieres on the CBS television network, ran for six glorious seasons, and it's been in reruns for seven decades now.
Wow.
Basically with the same plot. They got five seasons out of the same plot.
Oh, Lucy! You need to do some explaining. What? No, I sound like there should have been an earth-shattering kaboom. What's his name?
Marvin the Martian. Martian.
No, no, Lucy, you cannot be in my show.
But they did it in California for a season, yeah, so yeah. That's good.
65 years ago, 1953, Winston Churchill won the Nobel Prize for Literature for, quote, his mastery of historical and biographical description, as well as brilliant oratory in defending exalted human values. It's a lot of words. 1954, Hurricane Hazel, the fourth major hurricane of 54, hammers southern Ontario, Canada on this day. Hazel had hit from Jamaica to the Carolinas to Canada, killing more than 400 people, causing $1 billion in 1954 money. Hazel considered a benchmark in the Carolinas, formerly the strongest October hurricane until Michael ended that distinction. Michael is not only the strongest hurricane ever to strike the Florida Panhandle. If you look at barometric pressure alone, it's now the third strongest hurricane in recorded U.S. history. 63 years ago in 55, Grand Ole Opry makes its TV debut on ABC. It's been on radio on Clear Channel WSM 50,000 watt 650 in Nashville for years. 1966, the Four Seasons started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts with Reach Out, I'll Be There, the group's second U.S. number one. Well, what do you say we make it our song of the day? School of Broadcasting students, this is another one of those great songs with more hooks than a tackle box. There's one right there. It just builds and builds. Sounded great blaring out of those AM radio speakers in 1966. Holland Dozier, Holland Classic. Reach out, baby. I'll be there. I'll be there.
More hooks than a tackle box. Professor Thomas, that was a brilliant.
Thanks.
It's such a jam, man.
I am so taken back that our buddy Barron loves this segment of our radio program and asked made a request that I've already got the five lined up for this week. I said, Barron, can I hold off? And he said, sure. So we'll do Barron's requests next Monday morning.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
So I can't pick one for my birthday.
No.
Okay. Gotcha.
Last year on your birthday we did the song that was number one on your birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
This year we're gonna pick another number one song from another day in your life.
Fantastic.
Okay. There you go.
This is your life.
And that's all you're getting.
That's all you're getting. Thanks.
No soup for you.
1971, Ricky Nelson is booed at a show at Madison Square Garden. The incident resulted in his hit single, Garden Party. He's saying, I played them all the old songs. Guess that's why they came, but I didn't look the same. So they didn't like it. He had a beard and he didn't look like
he grew up.
Little Ricky. 42 years ago in 1976, the first debate of its kind between a vice presidential nominee, Bob Dole. He always spoke in the third.
Yeah, he did. Bob Dole's not going to do that to you.
Third person. Walter Mondale was the other one. 1977, Debbie Boone starts a 10-week run on number one on the U.S. singles charts with the truly awful You Light Up My Life.
10 weeks.
Ten weeks at number one, and not a radio station on the planet will play that song now, thankfully. 40 years ago in 1978, Toto releases their self-entitled debut album featuring Hold the Line. And by the way, they'll be here at MPAC Sunday night.
Can you believe it?
No.
I can't. There's no more tickets left for Emily.
You can get one in Africa. 28 years ago, 1990, Mikhail Gorbachev awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his role in bringing the Cold War to an end. 27 years ago in 91, Clarence Thomas won Senate confirmation for the Supreme Court with a vote of 52-48, despite the sexual harassment accusations against him made by Anita Hill. 15 years ago, 2003, China launched its first manned space mission when a Chinese astronaut went into orbit for 21 hours. That made them the third country ever to send a person into orbit. Canada was the other one. No, they've never done that. On this date in 2007, comedian and actor Drew Carey takes over hosting The Price is Right, longest-running daytime game show in television history. Carey replacing Bob Barker, who is spayed and neutering some pets. He retired at the age of 83 after hosting the show.
My grandpa was on The Price is Right and won a color TV.
Really?
In the 50s.
Really?
Yep.
I used to love Jay. Well, who was the first announcer? It's a new car! You know, remember that?
No, Rod, I remember Roddy? Rod Roddy.
Rod. Yeah, but before Rod. Remember we did this before, we looked it up before.
Oh.
Before Rod, the guy that did it most of the 35 years.
Hmm.
If you could look into that for me, the announcer on The Price is Right.
Oh, after. You got it.
We got time. Maybe it's in this. I see K-Rod's on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Hey.
What's up?
Hi.
I just had a funny thought. I want to hear Sonny Fox reminding people to spay and neuter their pets.
Oh.
All right. Let's see if this works. This is the Price is Right closing. Don't forget to go out and get your dog's balls chopped off.
This is Rod Roddy.
Johnny Olson. He was the guy who did it for most of the years of The Price is Right. Richard Carpenter from The Carpenters is how old today? How old is Richard Carpenter?
76. Trombones.
72.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. 72.
Nailed it. Yeah.
He's only just begun. Chris DeBerg is 70.
Your humor is why I feel so close to you, Rich.
Close to you. I got it. Yay. Oh, I'm glad it's not raining because it's Monday. Chris DeBerg is 70. The Jackson, Tito Jackson, is 65 today.
For all we know.
Sarah, Duchess of York, is 59. She used to be married to Prince Andrew. And by the way, royal news this morning, Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, Harry's wife, is pregnant. We know what they've been doing. Tanya Roberts is 63. Penny Marshall is 75. Laverne and Shirley.
Shlemiel Shlemazel.
Dead or alive, Lee Iacocca.
He's still around, I think.
Alive.
He's alive at 94. Dead or alive, the author of The Godfather, Mario Puzo.
Dead.
Croaked. He's extremely dead. He died in 1999.
Oh, yes.
Still alive, the J-Bear's birthday has clicked down to 3 days.
It's good.
You're doing good there, Jay.
Glad I'm still alive.
16 days till Halloween, 20 days till we fall back, 38 days till Thanksgiving. Santa is still working on his tan in the Bahamas, but we're only 71 days till Christmas. I saw Christmas commercials on the TV this weekend.
No.
There are some Christmas commercials already playing. And a month later, it's like Christmas again. In only 102 days, the RRRW, the River Region Royal Wedding. And that's your timeline this morning.
with your host, superstar Rich Thomas. Fox News replay at 6:34.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Saudi Arabian government's promising economic retaliation if there are any sanctions over the disappearance of a Saudi journalist in Turkey. Florida Senator Marco Rubio tells Face the Nation on CBS.
In Congress right now, there is no pro-Saudi element that's going to stick with our relationship with Saudi Arabia as it's currently structured.
The Saudis deny having Jamal Khashoggi murdered. President Trump says there will be strong consequences if it's proven that did happen, but that we'd be punishing ourselves by canceling an arms deal with the Saudis. Sears files for bankruptcy, looking to reorganize and get out from under billions in debt.
The question now, can a smaller Sears be viable? The reorganization expected to have rippling effects. The operator of Kmart and Sears already closing hundreds of locations and putting other famous brands on the block as it burns through money and sees customers abandon its stores.
Fox's Ann Carrick. This is Fox News.
635.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Boy, we had some really nice air on Friday and Saturday, and everybody was smiling and loving it.
Everybody.
And then kind of the niceness has worn off now, at least during the daytime hours, with 89 yesterday. And we're looking for a mid to upper 80s again today. Low tonight, 69. 80s again tomorrow? You bet. Maybe some widely scattered storms today at random. Otherwise, a good bit of sunshine. And a few hit or miss storms tomorrow as a front moves through the state. That's the front that'll knock the temperatures from the 80s back to the 70s on Wednesday. High 76. Maybe a leftover shower early. Otherwise, upper 70s Thursday and Friday. Scattered showers return on Saturday as a major front approaches. This is one I'm really excited about. It comes in Saturday night, and by Sunday morning, it's all the way down to the coast, and the air behind it is really, really nice. Yeah, get excited about this second front that comes in by the weekend. Right now this morning, with east winds at 6 miles per hour and clear skies, our temperature is 64 at 637.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
What is it you're trying to tell me at 636, Ms. Hayes?
I just wanted you to turn up the IFB.
Oh, the IFB.
IFB, interrupted feedback, folks.
Is that what that is?
Interrupted feedback.
Oh.
That's where the producer can kill what we're hearing right now and talk over us.
That's a fancy
acronym. Television term.
Yeah. Hey, gang, we're just getting our IFB together.
Look at that picture of us. That was so great.
Everybody's so happy. All right, we're going to quickly check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Just had an accident called out to 85 southbound. At East Boulevard, there is some heavy traffic on the exit ramp there, so watch out for that. Otherwise, everything looks really good. The rest of 85 is okay. 65 is the speed limit ride. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway look good, and we're not seeing anything on the 31 so far. Registration for spring semester 2019 starts November 19th and runs through December 7th. Classes start January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It is 6:38 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I spoke to yet another person this past week who used to go to Rite Aid with their prescriptions and now has to go to the store that bought them out. Mm-hmm. And so there's like 10 people working behind the counter. It's total chaos. What happened is when all those stores closed, all the regular customers of those Rite Aid locations got moved to the nearest Walgreens, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it's created an incredible stress on their system. At Adams Drugs, why not give the local team a try? For great customer service, people work really hard to build a relationship with you. They recognize you when you walk in. It's a wonderful feeling. And not get lost in this, you know, be a small fish in a ever-growing pond with these mergers and so forth. So for those of you who miss Richardson's, for those of you who miss Rite Aid, and a pharmacist you got to know there, try Adams Drugs. Three locations that I can use within a short drive of my house. 12 all together, including Prattville and Wetumpka, and a drive through at the Adams Drugs right next to Renfro's Food Market.
By the way, what I'm going to mention about these guys, that with Ryan off this morning, they're all in their 20s.
Oh,
they're all youngsters,
Lord,
in their 20s. So
all of them added up together.
Lighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, a new study found the average person feels bored for about 2 hours a day, which works out to roughly 5 years of boredom throughout your life.
The top five boring things we have to do all the time are waiting on hold, dealing with slow Wi-Fi, sitting through video ads, opening junk mail, and waiting for websites to load, even if the Wi-Fi is decent.
Yeah, and there's a lot to talk about. So let's hear from the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
I'm so bored waiting for these guys to come to us every morning. We're just sitting
here. You're waiting. Here we are.
Now, you're going to come to us yet or what?
You have to sit through those ads.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
No, yeah. Slow Wi-Fi, is that...
Those almost seemed all internet-related, didn't they?
Yeah. Almost all, yeah.
Like that ad in YouTube before your thing
The
starts.
Worst is when the little skip ad part doesn't pop up and you have to
hate it when it happens.
I know, 16 seconds.
To tough it
16
out.
Seconds.
I have a couple
of...
some
rough lives, guys.
Yeah. I know.
I have a couple of old-school things.
All right.
Because I live a life of such great excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Working with them and having fun, but it's like the old saying, a watch pot never boils. I get bored stirring something that I'm putting a recipe together, yeah, waiting for the boil action to take place because it's got to boil.
Yeah.
And you can't walk away from the stove because that's just true. Plain dumb. Could get distracted, start a fire, and all that. So that's about it for me. Thanks. I'll see you.
I hate this. Your call is very important to us.
Oh!
Please stay on the line. Your call will be answered in the order in which it was received.
Oh.
Yeah. And then it goes to dumb
your
music.
Your caller number 3005.
Right.
Please stay patient.
What about, what else? What else is boredom?
Boredom.
Traffic lights sometimes, especially the really long ones.
Yeah.
There's a couple of that are very long. Or waiting on somebody who's in what is typically considered a turn lane, but they want to go across the street, so they have to wait for the lights.
That's true. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Kind of a
I get very bored and annoyed at 3 a.m. when I'm driving into work and I'm sitting at a red light and I'm the only
one. You're the only one.
Yes.
I'm like, can we not just get this light? There's no one else out here.
Hey, Andrew, have you ever actually gone through and said, nah, there's nobody around? No?
You know, the one day you do, that's when the police will see
tomorrow. That's what I think every time. There's this one light in Millbrook.
It's
I could just go. I could just go. No, your luck is so bad. You will be pulled over.
One other thing that's boring is filling... You used to have those things on the gas pump where it catches and you can leave it.
And now they don't work.
They don't have them anymore.
They don't work anymore.
I think because too many idiots drove off and left the nozzle in the back of the car.
Yeah, that could
Although it is funny to see somebody with a gas handle and about 6 feet of hose dragging behind their car. A very amusing sight, but
yeah.
It just seems like it takes forever to fill the car. Yep. So there's another one.
There you go.
I think it is telling that all of the things on this list, at least the top five, all had to do with technology.
Yeah.
I think that means we're a little bit too into our technology that we don't get bored with anything else.
Facebook bores me to death.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
It's ponderous.
It's getting tougher and tougher
it
to
is.
Wade through everybody's post, you know, and, hey, what'd you do this weekend? You didn't see my post? No, I'm sorry.
I only worry about my own page. I just don't have time, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's the problem,
Got a great video on my page this morning, Greg Goodell, Facebook. You're invited. It's Pouncing Puppies, 3 minutes of Pouncing Puppies. Uh-huh. That is not boring. That will make you smile, and you will laugh.
Pouncing Puppies.
I don't know. That might be boring.
Well, I think we're going to wrap this up and go check out that video right now.
Okay. See you later.
You should play it.
Yeah, probably so.
See you later.
Well.
That was kind of all over. spoke. It was okay.
Right. You know what? That was boring.
It was boring. I was going to say, it was boring.
All right, it is 6:44. I guess I can take the It's Showtime CBS weight bet out since we didn't have to wait for them today.
The weight bed.
Is Andrew the oldest of the crew there this morning? He seems like he's in charge.
He's 25. Ben is probably 24 or 23. And Julia, I'm not sure.
Oh, bless it. They're just babies.
They're in their 20s.
I remember my 20s.
And they're talking about the old man returning tomorrow. That's Ryan, who's like, he's in his 30s.
Oh, bless
it. He's the old man.
The old, yeah. I think, would all three of them added together be equal to one of us?
Well, maybe.
I don't think I want to know.
You or
that.
I.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to know the answer to that question. All right, if you're ready for good news, we have that coming up in just a second here. And then we're back with Achievement Trashy, and a prediction I made on Friday has come to pass. 6:45.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. Self-control is a valuable thing. 2,500 years ago, a Greek mathematician named Pythagoras invented a clever cup that contained a hidden siphon tube. It was designed to hold exactly one serving of wine and no more. If a partygoer got greedy and attempted to fill his cup too full, the entire contents of the cup would drain out into his lap. This greedy cup became a hit at parties as a prank, and it worked every time on people who lacked self-control. Solomon probably would have loved greedy cups because he realized how valuable self-control is. In Proverbs 16:32, he wrote, "It's better to have self-control than to conquer a city." Solomon knew that great successes can be ruined by people who can't control their tempers or their tongues. So what if this week I ask God to give me self-control in an area where I desperately lack it? Self-control is a valuable thing, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
What's our story? Well, it's not a very long story yet. We just got married.
I love working with newlyweds. Every next chapter is brand new and exciting.
Newlyweds. I still can't believe it.
And now we're buying a house. What are we doing? Thank goodness for Max, our awesome financial institution.
They had a lot on their minds already. Like I said, everything is so new. So it was my pleasure to talk them through Max's loan information and their best deals on mortgage rates.
It was so simple. Our mortgage originator was so knowledgeable and nice throughout the process.
We like to keep it simple. And Mr. and Mrs. Thomas were a joy to work with. I can't wait to see what their next chapter has in store.
I know. Maybe you could help us with a home improvement loan for a nursery?
Wait. What?
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 410580.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
Had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners, you can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising puts you in the spotlight while amplifying everything you do. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy at 6:50. As I predicted last Friday, the backlash on the movie First Man hurt it at the box office. $16.5 million in box office. Rex Reed described it as a movie about Ryan Gosling's eyelashes.
Oh,
but
they
I'm,
are lovely.
I'm pretty certain that that movie would have at least had double what it did.
I'm going to go see it anyway, even without with the flag issue.
Venom was number one with $35 million. It's up to $142. I finally saw a trailer on that, so I understand what it is. Yeah,
you understand what it is?
Well, I kind of do.
It'll get killed this weekend when Halloween comes up.
I've been bitten enough times in my life. Anything with venom in it is not really up my alley. Star is born.
I'm bored.
$28 million, and the soundtrack is number one with $250,000 in total download sales.
I've not heard anything bad about it. I've not seen it, but I've not heard anything bad about it.
Okay, I have. I just don't have it today. I just don't have it.
Get it together, Budale.
Well, here, The Office is not going to reboot while I'm looking for the rest of my crap.
Some say Michael Scott from The Office couldn't survive in today's climate, but The Office may be getting back together. The Office reunion, coming soon.
That's what she said.
And they were right. Nice going, Michael. Well, that didn't last long.
That's what she said.
Oh, The Office reunion. They're not gonna do it anymore.
That's what she said.
Jimmy Fallon has said once again, I'll joke about President Trump, but I'm not getting any deeper into politics than that because I don't want to blow off half my audience. Jimmy, congratulations, man.
That is good.
For independent thinking. Let's see. Britney Spears, speaking of Ryan Gosling, he had to make the Ellen, the mandatory Ellen show appearance because of the release of the movie this weekend, and he was teamed up with Britney Spears. They were both Musketeers in the same.
Oh, yes, place. Back in the day.
That's cool.
NFL player over the weekend tackled by one dreadlock.
I'm sorry, what?
The Javion Clowney tackled Chris Ivory by one dreadlock. You can do that. You know, if they've got the hair.
He grabbed the hair and tackled him with it?
It's totally legal to do that. And,
wow.
And the player wants to have, you know, dreadlocks billowing out the back of the helmet. You can grab those and pull them down.
Oh, no.
This guy got pulled down by one, and he said it was as painful as it looked.
Oh, my.
Justin Bateman from Family Ties thinks this generation is getting cheated by all the reboots and sequels. I think he's got a point. There was a rumor over the weekend that Michael Bublé was quitting music. He says that is not true. What? I mentioned the Gaga Bradley Cooper.
Michael Bublé.
Uncle Bublé.
Uncle Bublé. And in baseball, it's 1-1 with the Brewers and Red Sox and Dodgers and Brewers.
You know,
the Brewers and the Red Sox and the Asteroids.
I would love to see the Dodgers and the Red Sox, and so would the Fox Television Network.
Yeah. Now, that'd be cool. I could get into a Fenway Dodger Stadium
series. That would
series.
Be that'd be great.
Since my Yankees were blown out.
Yeah.
At least they won one game. And that's pretty much it for the Cheap and Trashy today. It is 6:54. We are heading into that season. Are you 71 days till Christmas?
Is that what I heard? Yes, sir. Santa's heading back from the Bahamas soon.
You know, you will enjoy the holidays much more if you start preparing now. That doesn't mean put up your lights necessarily or buying a tree. It does mean putting a list together of the people that you want to shop for and then start writing gift suggestions next. And there's always going to be a couple of names that you'll have nothing next to. Those are the folks you might want to shop for at Brian Jewelry. If the folks you're looking to buy a nice gift for are football fans, the War Eagle Roll Tide Showcase is an amazing display of beautiful merchandise to celebrate the greatest rivalry in sports. It really is. This is not souvenir cutesy stuff you'll see here and there or at, you know, the booths, the souvenir booths outside the stadiums during a game. This is the real deal. That is classy stuff. That makes a nice gift. Or if you have one person on your list that you really want to do something special for, have Brian Jewelry create something. They ask the probative questions that paint a picture of the person you're shopping for to them so they can work with you and come up with an idea that will make that gift-giving moment memorable for a lifetime. Brian Jewelry at 1778 East Main in Prattville, by the way. They have that new collection they brought back from Bonita Springs, the only jeweler in Alabama to have it. You might want to browse that, too, when you're visiting. Or start online. Join the club at BrianJewelry.com. Your first $200 purchase, we've got a $100 discount on that just by being a club member. At 6:55, let's hit the traffic note.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. That little bit of traffic that we had gathered up on the ramp at 85 South and East Boulevard is gone now, so that accident is not affecting traffic there. Everything else looking really good. The rest of 85, all of 65, a speed limit ride. Nothing on the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, or the 31s, or Taylor Road, or Vaughn Road, or anywhere else. Where can you shop and there's something for everyone? How about Festival Plaza? Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Are you ready for the midterm elections? Zip it! Then you need the Midterm Elections Survival Kit. Sure, the election is less than a month away, but you're already numb and fatigued from the endless barrage of TV commercials. Each Midterm Elections Survival Kit comes with a universal remote with a mute button, so you won't have to listen to those polarizing negative campaign ads. You'll also get booze, just in case you can't reach the remote. And if you can't hit the mute button and don't feel like drinking, each kit comes with a puppy. That's right, a fuzzy-wuzzy little puppy to take your mind off the next few weeks of hell. Who's gonna help you forget about the midterms? The Midterm Election Survival Kit. Get yours today. And don't forget to vote. Don't you forget to vote. No, you don't.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique, perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
Do not attempt to have a career in music.
Do not attempt to change the station. We're telling you children now so you can adjust and not make jokes.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to FunInMontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the C city of Montgomery. Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery Fairview location. Have a free hot dog and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... In the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close.